Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Hello and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist, and I'll be your host for this Intuition and Spirituality series. In the last episode, 1.15, we discussed some ways to help your child tame the monsters under the bed, which can work really well with younger children. But as your child grows older and into a young adult, there are other things that will attract their attention. Intuition and spirituality is what I'm very passionate about. However, I also work with young female elite athletes in the Queensland Academy of Sports program for football, or commonly known as soccer. As a professional sports trainer, I often take on the role as a health and well-being coach, especially for these young ladies. Some of them are from other parts of the state and stay in boarding schools, so they can miss that parental guidance at times. Now, lately, the older children have been asking me a few things about spirit, ghosts, and intuition, which has led me to this week's subject. Episode 1.16, Ouija boards, pendulums, and dowsing. What do they have in common? First of all, let's do a quick recap on intuition. So intuition is communication from our spiritual being to our physical body to create some type of action. Now, this is how our spirit being communicates with us, because our spirit requires an action or a learning that can only be achieved whilst in a physical body. So that spirit is sending the physical body messages in order to achieve an action or some type of result. Now, we can receive this intuition or our intuitive messages physically, mentally, emotionally, and visually. And this is done in many ways, such as a mental thought, a visual impression, an emotional expression, or even a physical feeling. Because my biggest goal is to empower people to trust their intuition, when the girls ask me questions about this subject, my instant response is to find out what they know, what they are interested in, and what are some of their beliefs behind it. So as a professional sports trainer, I am relating to these girls on a regular basis. I work with them 3 or 4 times a week, 3 afternoons a week and 1 game usually. And the girls range from an age of under 13s, which can be as low as 11, to the under 18s, which can be 18. Usually once they've hit 19, they're moving on to the higher different fields. So in this area, they are in a very expressive type of way. They're in this very, very learning area. So they're hearing all these different things and getting all this different information, and they need to understand it to sort of get an understanding for it. Now, I work with the girls 3 nights a week, but they actually train 5 to 6 times a week, or train or play 5 to 6 times a week. So they're at football a lot of the times. They're doing a lot of this physical work for a lot of the time, a lot of mental work with the schooling because they're still all at school. And so there's other things that pop up. Now, the other night, I had one of the girls come to me and one asked me about tarot, which I will talk about in another podcast. But this girl talked the other day about a Ouija board. Now, she was telling me how her friend had played with one and her dad got really angry with her, and she wanted to get an understanding of what a Ouija board was or what it was about. And so there is a lot of fear and negativity around the Ouija board, and I thought, no, I'll have a bit of a Google and see what the latest is about it. Now, I have my own beliefs. I, at her age, tried a Ouija board and scared myself a little bit silly, So I had a big fear of Ouija boards. When I started doing this research, I found an article from AJ Romana, and it was dated in 2018. But it was all about the mechanics of how a Ouija board works. Now, because people believe that it is from external circumstances like ghosts or spirit that's coming through the glass or the planchette and creating the movement in a Ouija board, they believe it's external sources doing that. So what AJ Romana was saying, that it is not external sources, it's not ghosts, it's not spirit coming to get you. It is actually your own body doing it. So it's those micro muscles that we have that allow this movement to happen. Now, we're doing it on a subconscious level. We're not doing it intentionally. So any of this movement, even though we are actually doing it, we're not doing it intentionally. So we don't really have that clear understanding in a conscious manner of what's happening and where it's going. What they are calling this, now I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but what they're actually calling this effect, it's called a scientific explanation is the effect of it, and it's called an ideometer or an ideometer. Now, it's basically what they're saying is it is your body, how your body will talk to itself. Now, if that's not what intuition is, then maybe I'm on the wrong track, but my belief in intuition is it's your spiritual body or your spiritual being talking to your physical body. That's what intuitive messages are. That's what they're saying this is. They're saying that this effect is basically a way for your body to talk to itself. That's what it is, and that's how I quote that. So that's the mechanism of how a Ouija board works. Now, pendulums work in the same manner. We put the elbow down, we have the pendulum hanging over our hand. It's actually those micro muscles that are creating the swing of the pendulum. But we aren't doing it consciously. I mean, some may do it consciously, but if you're doing it properly, you're not doing it consciously. It's working on a subconscious level. So it's your intuition coming through and giving you some answers, which is why working with pendulums is such a good way to develop your intuition and learn to trust it. So what they're saying is that we're doing these micro movements, we're doing this mechanism, and it's our body talking to ourself. Now, which is all very well and good. But I question the body talking to itself. Why does the body talk to itself? I question that aspect of it. That's the only aspect I question of it. I don't believe it is the body talking to itself. I believe it's the spirit talking to the body, and it's our spirit talking to our body, because we come in as a physical being. We have to have that spiritual connection, that spirit come into us in womb before we are born. To me, all this work we're doing with pendulums or with Ouija boards or anything like that, it's all about us connecting with our intuition and listening to what our intuition is telling us. So when I step back another pace and I look at the Ouija boards and that spiritual aspect to them, that's when the psychics and the mediums and the different aspects like that come in. When they're coming through, because it happens to me, that's when other external circumstances are coming through. So then you're starting to move it subconsciously with their input, not just your own intuitive input. Let me just read you this other little bit from this How Ouija Board Works. Hint, it's not a ghost, from AJ Romana. He quotes, "In the case of a Ouija board, your brain may unconsciously create images and memories when you ask the board a question. Your body responds to your brain without you consciously telling it to do so, causing the muscles in your hands and arms to move the pointer to the answer that you, again unconsciously, may want to receive." So that's the mechanism of how the Ouija board works. But one of the other areas is that When you're starting to use these sort of tools, you are actually, you're actually opening yourself up to other spirit. Now, other spirit that will be around the area, we've all got this spirit around us all the time. So there will be other spirit around. So as you're looking at Ouija boards, you will open yourself to other, up to other spirit being around. And this is where that fear factor comes in, because if you've got people you're working with Ouija boards that know what they're doing, they are knowing how to connect. They are going to be very much in tune with what's happening around them. So what you're actually doing is opening up a little bit of a door, basically, to invite anybody in. So although they may not be controlling the Ouija board, unless they're controlling somebody through the Ouija board, they are still present and you're still inviting them in, because you're opening up like opening up a portal. Now, when I was explaining it to the young girl at football, I said to her, it's a bit like having a party and inviting everybody on Facebook. Now, we know what happens with that. You know, you'll get thousands of people turning up and it becomes a real crazy sort of a situation, because you've got people coming in that you had no control of. You've got people coming in that may be good, that may be not so good, that may be downright bad. So what you're doing by using Ouija boards is you're allowing that sort of portal to open up. Could be because you're being open to it, which is a good thing, but you need to be protected as well. So with any of those sort of things, it's more about the protection, not about the actual mechanism or the actual tool itself. It's about being aware and asking the right questions and protecting yourself and your area, so you're not attracting what you don't want to attract. So that is the main area for Ouija boards. And that's what's brought in a lot of the fear and things like that with it. The last, what I really liked about his article, though, was at the very end, it was just this little quote at the very end, which was really nice. It was a really lovely way to finish it off. And this is it, and I quote, "But the marvellous thing about a Ouija board isn't that what a planchette might read or a psychic might claim the spirits are saying through from the other side. In reality, the true wonder of a Ouija board is what lies within our own subconscious." That's the bit I like, because what lies within our own subconscious is part of our intuition. It's part of who we are. So when we're asking the questions for a Ouija board or a pendulum or even the dowsing, all of it is all about what we believe in ourselves, what we believe within ourselves. It's all about our intuition and how we feel it is. So when you're using the pendulums, if you're getting this, the particular answer, a yes or no answer with the pendulums, then it's all about whether you trust that or not. Now, if you're unsure, it might not be the answer you want, and you're a little bit unsure of it, that's fine. Because with the pendulum, the questions have to be so particular that there can't be any other answer other than yes or no, because that's all you're getting with a pendulum. If you were saying, am I going to have a baby? It could go yes, but it could mean, what do you refer to babies? Because I had a girl come in the other day who had new implants and she called them her babies. Now, again, what is that to you? If she was asking if she was going to have a baby, it could mean she's going to get new breast implants. So it's a bit hard to understand and it's a bit challenging, but it's all about learning about who you are too. Because I know when I'm doing the pendulum work, you are bringing up information that you know it's coming from your intuition. It might not necessarily be what you want, but you know where it's coming from. You know it's coming from your spirit, and it's about that sort of side to it. One of the other areas that I do struggle a little bit with is when my partner is asking questions, and he asks a question and I know what the answer is as far as intuitively goes, and the pendulum goes another way and you go, whoa, what is it he is wanting to hear and what is it that I'm wanting to hear? because I intuitively know that's what I want to hear, but also I intuitively know that's what he wants to hear, and it could be two opposite things. So that's being really mindful of it. So none of them are 100% accurate. None of them are. And that's not what it's about. It's not about having to be right all the time. It's just about having to be aware and open. Things change. I mean, can you imagine the world before COVID? Things have just changed so much that nothing is grounded. And what I could have been dowsing or pendulum or Ouija board doing, you know, a year ago, saying this is going to happen and this is going to happen. Really, could we even imagine that what's happening now was going to happen? So it's fun, but it's all about, remember, it's all about getting to know you, getting to understand you more and more and more, because that is what it's all about. Your spirit is here for a reason. It needs to get that reason sorted and understood. It might be about being able to share information. It might be about teaching. It might be about, you know, compassion. I don't know what your spirit is here for, but it's here for a reason. And when we start to listen to it, whether we sit in quiet meditation and get some messages through, however we get that, however we connect with our intuition, it is so important, because it just gives us that all-round feeling or understanding of who we are and what we are and why we're here. So that's me for today. So the thing is, what we're looking at is, remember, when you're using any of those tools, it's not about the tools themselves. It's not about external spirit. It's more about getting an understanding of who you are, what you are, and why you're that way, where you're going, what you're doing. If you do want to connect with spirit, external spirits and things like that, you can learn to do your psychic work, your clairvoyant work. But as you start to develop your intuition, you will understand it will come through. It will come naturally come through, because you start to get these messages, impulses, feelings that your intuition is bringing forward, and you don't quite understand where they're coming from. They'll jump up. Somebody will say something and they'll just jump up. Something will happen and you'll just say it and you'll go, oh. As you develop your intuition, you will naturally become more psychic, become more clairvoyant. You know, whichever way you go, everyone has the ability to do this. Everyone has the ability to connect with their intuition and find out who they are and connect with other spirits psychically. That's what being a psychic is. Now, you connect with them clairvoyantly, which is seeing, clairaudience, you know, hearing, and you've got all the different clairs, all the different ways. There's channeling. There's all these different ways that we can do it. But my thing is coming back to the basics, the physical body, the spiritual body, and what's happening between the two. And that's our intuition. That's the communication between the two. We then can go externally into the physical realm and externally to the spiritual realm. But that's your basic. You are both physical and both spiritual, and we need to make sure we build and create good bond between those two. First, then we look externally. So I'm Susan Jane. But if you want more tips or tools for trusting your intuition, subscribe to the podcast or follow me on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram and Twitter. Or you can jump onto the website, which is intuitivenature.com.au, and there's a few blogs on there and resources. I hope you've enjoyed that. I don't know what I'm talking about next week, because something will come up and I will know. I look forward to seeing you then or talking to you then. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist at Intuitive Nature, and I'm saying bye for now.